Chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. It is 7:31, cloud cover and 66 degrees on our way to a daytime high of 70 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Clarence Fry, who is the manager of the Flint Hills Mall Big Food Truck Rally coming up here this weekend. Clarence, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys? I'm doing great.
I would imagine so, especially what you got coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, hey, I think the weather's going to cooperate. It's going to be a fantastic day. We got food trucks coming to the Flint Hills Mall parking lot, and looks like we got a full house on that, too, so we're excited.
Yeah, it looks like you've got a great lineup, Clarence, coming up once again, the Food Truck Rally. This isn't your first run at this event, is it?
Actually, Ron, this is number six, I believe. We started right after COVID in September of 2020, and I'll tell you what, we have had some great success with this thing. Heather has been working her tail off getting trucks here, and it's just been a fantastic event for us.
Looking at the list here, Clarence, it looks like you've got, you know, not just that number of food trucks coming in, but you've got a really nice variety of food that folks can sample here tomorrow.
You know, that's something that that Heather and I talk about each food truck rally. Each time we get food trucks out here, we talk about the variety. You know, we don't want to have 10 barbecue trucks, and we don't want to have, you know, 10 hot dog carts or whatever, but we try to mix it up, and we have such a great group of people that attend, and the food trucks, sometimes they can make it, sometimes they can't, but we really do try to get a good mix.
Well, let's talk about the lineup that will start, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Clarence?
Yes, sir.
Well, who can we see? Who can we taste tomorrow?
We have a Kansas Snack Shack and the Kansas Snack Shack Grillin' and Chillin'. Now, we hear, or at least I think they're telling us that they may only be able to bring one of those. We're not exactly sure which one will be here, but one of those two will be here. Lazy Butt Barbecue is going to be here. Everybody loves Lazy Butt Barbecue, and they do a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. Pop and Squeeze. We'll be here, JD's Pizza, Kona Ice, Snow Cones. So that's going to be nice. I think actually somebody asked me whether we were going to have snow cones here this time or not. And I wasn't totally sure until this list came out. Heather got it all squared away. Miss Antojitos is going to be here. Hogman Barbecue, Shelby Snack Shack, and the Little Nut Hut is going to be here. Lance is going to come with his little Nut Hut Shack.
Great.
So outstanding. That's the lineup.
I have to ask here, Clarence, because it seems like, you know, you get a ton of traffic with the West parking lot, and I'm assuming that the merchants that are actually in the mall building itself, they have some different things to help bring, you know, people, you know, from outside in, and, you know, it essentially serves as a win-win for the entire mall.
Well, it is, and, you know, that's kind of the reason that we, you know, we host these kinds of events is, you know, our real customer are the merchants here. I mean, the real focus are the merchants here in the mall. And we hope everybody comes out, enjoys the food, and takes some time to go down to the, you know, step into the mall, take a look around, shop the stores, see what's available, see what things are going on inside the mall.
Well, it looks like you've got some momentum that you've been building on a Flint Hills Mall. Anything new in the offing out there as far as residents, Clarence? We have to ask you. You're here.
I know, Ron, and there are some rumors that are flying around. And, man, I'll tell you what, I would, you know, without a sign lease, I can't reveal anything. But I'll tell you what, we are working on something for the south end of the mall. And as soon as we ran into a little bit of a snag with some I guess the parking lot slopes a little bit too much for ADA, so we've got to work on that. And once we get a plan for that, I'll tell you what, I think next week we'll be able to say something. Hopefully we'll have a signed lease soon. So
that's good.
And we are excited about it, very excited about it.
Great.
And the other thing, too, with that here, Clarence, is you're already, I think a lot of people fail to realize how full you are, because I know there's a lot of, you know, concern about, you know, percentage of capacity that's full. And you look at other malls across Kansas, and I think of Westridge and Topeka, which went from like 70-80% to maybe 30% full in the space of a couple of years. Flindle's Mall continues to be largely full at this point in time.
Well, at right now, with the tenants that we have, we're at 80%. Okay, so that's pretty good. If we get this new tenant here that we're talking about and we're working with, we'll be at 87%. So my goal for the end of the year, actually, I just told my boss this, is 90%. So I'm, you know,
yeah,
that's another 7,000 square feet of lease space, but you know, I'm going to fight for it.
I know you will. You're doing a great job out there, Clarence. We invite everybody to stop out the mall, specifically tomorrow for the food truck rally starting at 11 in the morning. Clarence, always good to talk to you.
Well, it's good talking to you guys, and we hope you visit. We hope you come out and have a little, sample some of the variety of vendors that we're going to have. So we'll see you guys.
All right, talk to you later, Clarence. Thanks, appreciate it.
Thanks, Clarence.
All right, guys. Bye.
Yeah, that's Clarence Fry, manager of Flint Hills Mall. Big food truck rally tomorrow starting at 11.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots next week, the only one that's full is Wednesday.